Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 24, the special word that creates joy. Words are instructions for the mind. When you speak to someone else, the words you say create thoughts, pictures, and feelings in that person. For English speakers, the word tree creates the image of an object that we call a tree. Someone might refer to a specific tree, an apple tree, an orange tree, or a coconut tree. As long as you recognize these words, you have a different picture for each tree. If you don't see mental pictures easily, you understand there are different types of trees. The word flower also creates a picture. It could create a picture of a rose or a tulip, or even an entire garden of flowers. If you suggest that someone mentally picture the most beautiful garden imaginable, he'll create a very different picture and feeling than if he was told to imagine a garbage dump. The word mountain creates a different picture than the word valley. The word rain demands a different picture than the word snow. If you suggest that someone imagine a vacation in the Swiss Alps and how wonderful he would feel if actually there, the suggestion is likely to elicit a positive feeling, positive imagery, and positive feelings. Similarly, the words you say to yourself also serve as instructions for your brain and your mind. There's a special word that you can say to yourself that has a marvelous ability to create thoughts and feelings of joy. For English speakers, it's the word joy. Someone who wants to increase his experience of joy should talk about being joyful more often. When you see pictures of people, you can easily recognize who is joyful and who is sad. You have a mental image of the way a person who experiences joy is going to look. You also know how someone who is authentically joyful will sound. If you listen to two recordings, you will easily be able to recognize the difference between a person who is clearly sad and a person who is clearly joyful. Moreover, you know how you feel when you feel joyful and how you feel when you feel miserable. If you have experienced joy many times in your life and someone asks you to think of joyful feelings, the word joy will elicit a feeling of joy. If your feelings are associated with the words unhappy, angry, upset, miserable, nervous, worried, resentful, or stuck, you might not find it easy to feel the feelings associated with joy. But if you've experienced many experiences of joy, and right now you're feeling calm and relaxed, most likely you'll be able to feel good feelings when you're asked, "Could you please tell me in detail about some of your favorite joyful moments?" A person who is able to access feelings of joy at will and frequently mentions the word joy will create a more joyful life. It is possible to talk about joy and then feel bad for not feeling as much joy as you would wish. But this isn't necessary. You're in the process of learning the skill of experiencing more joy. You can feel good about having this as your goal. The Almighty leads a person along the path that he wants to go. See the Talmud, Tractate Makos, 10b. Ask for divine assistance in your quest for more joy. You will live a happier and healthier life. You'll be able to help others be more joyful also. And you'll be more joyful when you pray and devote yourself to spiritual pursuits. How often do you presently think and talk about being joyful? As you add the words joy and joyful to your everyday self-talk, and when you use these words of joy and joyful when talking to others, you'll find yourself being joyful much more frequently.